daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Luke chapter 21 and verse 11. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. A magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima, the site of 2011's devastating 9.0 quake and resulting tsunami, at 5:59 a.m. local time, that's 8:59 GMT, on Monday the 21st of November 2016. The Japanese Meteorological Agency said the quake was an aftershock to that 2011 earthquake, the largest since the quake's immediate aftershocks. And great events in history have a similar ripple effect of affecting life afterwards. Jesus's death and resurrection still affect us today if we trust in him, but they also affect the whole earth. They were so earth-shattering. But more than that, God predicts through his word that there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes on the earth at the end of times. Now, the end of times was, of course, when Jesus came on the scene. That was when judgment first fell. The judgment continues to fall in that ripple effect I was talking about. Time and time again, when people and people groups and nations turn against God and mock God by their behavior, the way they treat others and their own peoples, God brings judgment, especially if they turn from him and reject him. Now, the Bible records that there was famine throughout the world at the time of Claudius Caesar, at the time that Jesus was speaking about, shortly after, within a generation of him talking to the disciples, as recording in the verse from Luke we read out at the start of this episode. Judea was especially hard hit by the famine. And in Acts 11 verse 29 it says, the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief into the to the brothers who dwelt in Judea because of the famine. This was Paul's instructions concerning this collection for all the saints in Jerusalem. Historians such as Suetonius and others mention the famine during those years. During this period, also, Jesus said there was going to be earthquakes. Tacitus, the historian, mentions earthquakes in Rome, and he wrote that frequent earthquakes occurred by which many houses were thrown down and 12 populous cities of Asia fell in ruins from a quake. And Seneca, writing in the year 58 AD, said, how often have cities of Asia and Achaia fallen with one fatal shock? How many cities have been swallowed up in Syria? How many in Macedonia? How often has Cyprus been wasted by this calamity? How often has Paphos become a ruin? News has often been brought to us of the demolition of whole cities at once. The earthquakes were tremendous and the aftershocks were terrible. And they were more, if anything, than there are today. And they were predicted by Jesus Christ as being a sign that this judgment was coming. And we can be confident, as Jesus' predictions were true, that his predictions and prophecies for our future will come true. There will continue to be war and pestilence. But more specifically, he promises to return in power, to turn the world around, to heal this creation, and to transform those who believe in him into new resurrection bodies which last forever, just as he has done in his resurrection, so it will be for us. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. Don't forget to subscribe, and please leave a comment, it really helps. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.